This is Industry Matters, powered by BGM, a post-acute home care podcast about community, connections, and belonging. BGM is a member service organization serving durable and home medical equipment providers and manufacturers. BGM also has communities for respiratory, complex rehab, women's health mastectomy, home accessibility, and orthotics and prosthetics. With BGM, you're part of something bigger. Welcome to Industry Matters. I'm Mandy Rogers, VP of Marketing, and today I get the opportunity to talk to Rhonda Burmester, Senior Director of Payer Relations and Reimbursement, and Kim Couche, Director of Business Optimization. And we're talking about BGM and Associates' newest program, Revenue Cycle Strategies. Listen in as we talk about why the program was created and how it can help your business run more efficiently and ultimately increase revenue. Welcome to another episode of Industry Matters, and I am always excited when I get to talk to Rhonda Burmester, but I'm even more excited today because I get to also talk with Kim Couche, and I want you to just hear some awesome programs that these two ladies have ready for you. So we're just going to dive right in. Rhonda, I'm going to start with you. Please tell me a little bit about who you are and what you do at BGM.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you, Mandy, for that opening. And I'm super excited too, as everyone knows, one of my favorite things that I do at BGM is the education that I get to do with suppliers. And that education, as you know, is presentations or the video blogs that I've done, or you'll see like these podcasts. So that is my role at BGM as far as what I do. It's a big title that's underneath this hat I wear, but it's that education and policy regulation. Some people call it the billing and reimbursement area. So it's all of those things that I do for BGM. And for those members that have worked with me over the course of my time at BGM, they know that I've always struggled keeping up a lot of times with trying to meet all their needs, because I'm very passionate about helping all of them. And so many times they'll say, "We're sorry, we know you're busy." Well, I'm always like, it's not your concern. I'm trying to do everything I can. And I finally got to fix that problem that I was having with being busy with all of the work that this job entails, because we got to hire Kim, and she's on board working with me at BGM. So that was the exciting news that I got to share for this year in 2024. So I will go ahead and let Kim introduce herself.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kim Couche and super excited to be part of the BGM family. I came on as the Director of Business Optimization with Rhonda and our other teams, and super excited to introduce some revenue cycle strategies for our DME suppliers. Just a little bit about my long journey prior to joining BGM. I'll summarize it real quickly. I have owned a billing company that primarily worked in the physician world. I've dedicated the last 15 years to the DME communities and those providers. I've been an independent consultant, specifically working with members to maximize efficiencies, help them with growth, basically setting them up to achieve success in the long run. After independent consulting, I was fortunate to work with a very large family owned full line DME company as their director of operations, and then also fortunate to work as a director of reimbursement for what I believe is one of the largest or the largest hospital owned DME company. So that was a little bit about my prior to BGM, and now I am on board and excited.
So in short, what our listeners need to understand is that I have two of the most experienced and knowledgeable women in the industry about billing and reimbursement and operational efficiency.
Yes.
When we boil it down, that's what I got here.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And I wanted to share one other thing. And I know those of us those suppliers that have been a part of BGM know that we're all about relationships in this industry, right? And with BGM, most importantly, and I know this even from starting at BGM when I started 11 years ago, that people didn't know who I was, and to trust coming to me and helping them, that was a big factor. Let me tell you, And this is my testimonial for Kim. So you guys, I want you to reach out to her and trust her and her with her when you reach out for help, is that if I'm out for the week on vacation, I have no problems with her handling the job that I fill. Like, she will take care of you. And so be sure that you get to know her and utilize her for her expertise, because she brings a lot with her. So yes, it's two of the best in the industry, Mandy.
I love it.
That's
love
a huge compliment.
I know I've said it to you and other people at VGM, but I continue to say it because it's true. So
great. Well, so let's now talk a little bit about what this powerhouse is going to offer for our VGM members, because not only is there additional support, there's some additional programs here. And Kim, you touched on it with the revenue cycle strategies, but there's some things that bubble up under that. So Rhonda, tell me a little bit about these huddles that fall under revenue cycle strategies.
Thank you. Yeah. So one of the other exciting things that come out of having Kim on board is developing these programs for our members. And it's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, but it just never had the opportunity. And now we do. So what's going to happen is we have two different programs that we've rolled out, and we'll talk about in this first one, the huddles that Mandy said is a program where you can sign up with us for, say it's 3 months, or you can do 6 months. But these can be a 30-minute or a 60-minute discussion, and they can revolve around some of those main issues that you're having. And so let's use the example of saying that you sign up for I want to do the 3-month huddle, and we'll do the 30-minute sessions. Well, you're going to get 6 sessions over 3 months with you and your staff, and we can customize each one of those to what your needs are. It doesn't have to be all about one topic. It can be maybe a session on a product policy in with a payer. It can be a session about how to utilize some things in your billing software. So we can customize that to the supplier's needs. And it can just be a simple Q&A session on certain products. So it's very customizable. And what's helpful with that is the training. Now you're getting training for your staff to make them more well-rounded and knowledgeable in the roles that they fill at your company, and being able to help not only your patients, but the referrals. So it's a really cool program to have. I know we are starting with one actually today that Kim can even talk about because she's signed up to work with a supplier. And so she can share what she's doing with them.
So I think the biggest advantage of the huddles is it's dedicated time every 2 weeks, depending on the duration of the program you select. It's individual time that's on the calendar ahead of time. So when you have different departments that are asking questions and asking for clarification, you almost can table that, unless it's urgent, table that to have kind of that personalized strategy session with Rhonda and I. We could be the tiebreaker on, you know, different departments fighting over policy, or like specifically today, our huddle is going to be around maximizing their operating software in the CMN and the PAR arena, and automating that as much as we possibly can for them, and also taking the opportunity to educate everybody that will be involved in that process.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of good information. I don't like that's so generic, but just a lot of knowledge and expertise that can come from the huddles, because during that time, you can also find out some of the pain points. Not only Kim and I would find out, but even as a company, you'd find out some of the pain points that your staff is having that's going to come out, and we can work on how to resolve those. And I always get to using my regular slogan that I use for a lot of things is we got to get our suppliers financially healthy. And that's part of this is the education, whether it's maximizing the software, some tasks or some ancillary services in it, or understanding a policy, being that tiebreaker, like Kim said, I often do that a lot with my job too. So there's a lot of good information that can come out of a huddle. So something to consider for your company, your team.
So for these huddles, Rhonda and Kim, is it possible, as you had mentioned, kind of training, would you recommend that huddle is just a one-on-one with you and that that client, or could they open it up and say, hey, you know, I really need like two or three of my key people in this huddle with me. Like, is there any restrictions or guidance on how you want those to operate?
No, not at all. I think it depends on that particular business, and we kind of let them dictate that. So if they want to have just one-on-one with, say, the owner or the director of operations, that's fine. But if they also want to bring in their leadership team, which I sometimes think is a better option, you kind of get buy-in from everybody. And I think getting buy-in and all coming to that, basically that actionable solution, I think having the buy-in of leadership that then's going to take that and deploy that throughout the company is a better option, and also creates more successful transition.
Absolutely. And Rhonda, you said it before, they're so customizable, mm-hmm. right? So it really is kind of, you know, again, what does your business need? Let us help you and we'll figure it out.
Right. That's correct. And you may even find, you know, we'll say, I like to always put things in a form of an example, but let's say you sign up for a 3-month agreement to do a huddle for the 30 or 60 minutes, you might find, okay, how amazing that was and hopeful. And you can sign up for more after that, you know, and we can keep building. So there is so much that can come out of it. I know that there's a lot of education that happens in our industry with the different conferences. We have webinars. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there, but sometimes you just need to have that one-on-one with someone like Kim or I, or both of us, and your business, so that we can help your individual needs. Because it's not always a one size fits all. We have to figure out what's the best for your company and the products you offer, your team, how you're set up. So it's very customizable.
And if that isn't enough, for lack of better words, if they need to take it one step further, let's go that route. If they need to take it one step further, we also have these business health checks. So give me an idea of what these business health checks look for and what they all entail.
So the business health check, Rhonda and I put our brains together and really tried to dissect what the most common issues that we were hearing from suppliers. And we always get the first comment of cash flow is not working right and you need to come in and fix our billing department. And I'm kind of joking about that, but we get that a lot. So really when we started to drill down through the different functions that we need to perform as a DME company to even get the order fulfilled and managed and documentation and go through all of the processes, even before it gets to billing. So we really started focusing on these root causes and kind of develop the program around that. So a quick outline of the program would be they sign up, we do a leadership kickoff. And again, that can be one, it could be 50 people on the leadership team. And we really identify their current challenges from their perspective. We gain some insight on how they do business, what systems they're using, really kind of go deep into what their issues are, what they think their successes are, just kind of an overall. Then we go through a discovery process where we will go into the system, run all their reports, look at how their operating system is set up, really understand what they're using from an automation standpoint, and then kind of develop and compare it to some of the industry benchmarks, which I think starts most companies on how they're going to create their own individual KPIs or measurables, whatever they're calling them. And we go through that and we kind of benchmark them. Then we take it another step further, and we go on site with the provider and we process map everything that they're doing. And through that process, we're identifying, again, technology that they may not be utilizing, some educational inefficiencies that they're having. Maybe they're not maximizing their system and they could use automation, and maybe they shied away from it because it was new technology or they just didn't have the capacity to implement that during setup. But now that they do, so we go and we evaluate everything in that entire revenue cycle. And I try to describe it as from the time you receive an order through final payment, and process map that, identify again, their successes and maybe some of their pitfalls that we can help with. And then from there, we kind of bring all that information back after our onsite, and we create a report that kind of outlines everything that happened and things that we found. And then we come up with kind of the key things that we think they need to work on based on what we found, and then work with them through solutions. And solutions could be more education. It could be adding modules on their software. It could mean that we bring other people in from different vendor partners or different people within VGM to, again, give them, put it in a nice little package for them to kind of move forward on that.
Yeah, and what I'll add to that is what's really neat about this program, and as many of our suppliers know that have worked with me, I always try to put myself in their shoes and how I would operate and what I would decide to do as a business. And this is a program that would really look at, you know, like Kim had said, those key benchmarking numbers, ones that we are always looking at from a reimbursement area as far as, or a revenue cycle area, is the DSO, denials, AR, you know, those typical ones. And we can really dive into what's happening, whether it's education on an insurance or a problem with an insurance, or, you know, maybe it's just a, like Kim said, you know, looking at something within your software that you're using for billing and maybe automating something or adding another platform that exists to help, because we know staffing is an issue and has been an issue since for several years now. So there's a lot of aspects within this program that can really help your business, that sometimes you need that individual, an outsider looking in, because we get blinders on sometimes because we're in the weeds of it as a business, and we need that outsider looking in to say, well, you do know you can do it this way or that way. It's really, really, really cool program that we're finding. I know Kim was at a supplier recently that was just exciting to see some of the assistance that we're able to offer that she can share. But it's really cool just to be able to help, like I said, make our suppliers financially healthier to be around and to be around and to help these patients with the products they need. Right. So you want to share some of those examples that you, some of those findings maybe that you can share, Kim?
Sure. And again, I think one of the benefits is that of the program is that Rhonda and I both come from the supplier side. Mm-hmm. So we really truly understand not just the reimbursement side, but how everyone can operate and what is successful and maybe what isn't. And it's not the same model. It's not like we have a solution that we're pushing on providers. Different solutions work for different suppliers, and I think that's what makes this more unique. Some of the examples would be, what I'm finding is that a lot of suppliers are manually writing their CMNs or doing it in a PDF and maybe not utilizing an eFax server within the system. So when you really look at different time studies in all of that additional manual work, it really starts to, it gives the owners or the leaders of that company some perspective in why maybe everybody is overworked and why they're screaming about, I need more, you know, employees, we need more help. Most people don't stop and say, oh, well, if I add these four efficiencies to it, I'm going to save time. I'm not going to have to hire another FTE. So some of that helps going through it. I think one of the biggest things we're finding is just that either people are afraid of technology or they really didn't have a roadmap on how to implement that. So we help them with some of that stuff as well.
I think even understanding policy requirements, you know, with being a supplier, and you understand this too, Kim, is that you get so involved in whatever is happening on a day-to-day operationally or working, whatever it is with your jobs, that it's hard to keep up with changes that are happening in a policy, whether it's with a payer like Medicare or other payers. And it's hard to know the latest and the greatest. And that has been a lot of my role at VGM over the course of my time, is making sure we keep suppliers up to date, because we know everybody's in the world of audits and they'll never stop with audits, but we want to pass them, right? So some of that we find is knowing what the latest policy guidelines are, to make sure that you're using the right guidelines. So,
and I think when suppliers are looking for solutions and they reach out to different vendors, you know, they often view that as a sales pitch. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes things don't get implemented because they're tired of a sales pitch. So this is, again, feedback from some different members, you know, again, when I was independent and then also with working with BGM, whereas when we do this business health check, it's not a sales pitch. Mm-hmm. For lack of a better word, we're Switzerland. Our only goal is to remain dedicated to the success of each individual supplier. So when we're bringing solutions, it is because we feel that that's what's best for your individual company. And it's not, we're not trying to meet sales numbers. And I'm not saying that vendors do that all the time, but in general, from the feedback that I've gotten, it's just a different feel. It's a solution, not a sales. And absolutely. I think that's another key factor.
Absolutely. That's a good point, Kim. So it is, it's a solution for the business. And that's, you know, that's the why, right? Like, we all understand that we have issues within the company, whatever they are, from, like you said earlier on, a billing area, or maybe it's intake area, or maybe it's the clinical area, but there's always an issue going on. I'm not saying it in a bad way, but let's find out what's going on, and let's find those solutions for you, whatever that may be. And that's what we're here to do, is help with that, to make you stronger. So it's a win-win for everybody. So
that's right. So you guys have mentioned a why a couple of times in here, and there's good whys in here. But one of the other whys I want to make sure that we address is looking at our industry and the fact that we have allowables going down, expenses going up, and there's not a lot that we can do about it, right? We can't just say, oh, well, I'm just going to up all of my, you know, things 50% like the grocery store does, right? So we're not at some of those same liberties. So why are these business health checks important in knowing this, and how can they help support our businesses that way?
The one thing I'll add, and it's to a great point that you said, Mandy, is that we all know allowables are declining. And if you say, well, that's Medicare and I don't do Medicare, well, just know that all these other payers are setting their fee schedules based off of a Medicare fee schedule. So this does affect everybody with these declines in the allowables. And as Mandy had said, when we see in general in our day-to-day life, when prices go up at the grocery store, or you're having things delivered to you from an online store, any increase in pricing is passed on the consumer, and we can't do that in our industry because of the if you're accepting those fee schedules. So this is why it's important, is to really dig in to see where some of those underlying issues are and how we can help resolve those. If it's not understanding a payer, or maybe it is a payer that is a big problem, that it's time to go back and start negotiating some contracts, a contract with them. And or maybe it's like Kim had said, you know, adding on some ancillary services whether it's a new vendor or your current platform that you're using for billing, adding that on. But we have to look at what we can automate, and that's where we're at with technology, you know. So because we can't pass on costs like a normal business can, I mean, there are ways, I guess, we can do it. So I don't want to say we can, but most of us don't like to do that. That there are other ways we can look at it. And this is where the owners and the leaders need to be involved to understand what is really happening with their business, and not always relying on what someone is telling you, but you really need to understand it. So that's why we want that higher level also involved in what we're doing, even if it's just to see some of the processes or to hear some of the meetings. That's why it's important. And I know Kim has some comments on this as well. So
yeah, so I always say, and I keep asking the same question to see if anybody ever has any insight on this, but, you know, I ask, are there any other companies or industries out there that fall under these same guidelines of not getting to choose what we charge for a product, Nobody has come up with an answer for that yet. So I'm still on the hunt for that. But
we'll give you a $50 gift card if you find it, right? Yeah, like if you find another industry.
I'm like, I always say it's like going to the casino and gambling.
Yeah. Sorry, Kim, keep going.
It's funny. So I think with part of the program, and again, there's so many facets to it, but the only way to sustain right now is to decrease your operating cost. And you do that for a lot of different avenues. One, it might be that we go into a company and through this business health check, we find out that a supplier is not billing contents for oxygen in months 36 to 60. It's not a ton of revenue, but it's fairly significant, depending on your volume. It might be that, you know, through automation, we're decreasing things, or we're at least setting it up so that you can do more business with the same amount of people or other product lines with the same amount of people. So it's more about decreasing costs, but then also optimizing your opportunity. And that's how I think suppliers are going to survive going into, you know, reimbursement cuts mm-hmm. in the upcoming future.
Oh, absolutely. And even I know of an examples that we've shared already in a couple of presentations that I don't know if you want to share a little bit about it, but just to give a little teaser, but looking at eligibility, you know, how sometimes suppliers look at that sticker shock of what it costs to do it. But in the end, it's not really that much money compared to what is manually involved, right?
Yeah. So, and that's exactly how we say it, sticker shock. You know, the option to do electronic eligibility through your operating system is such a time saver. And all of the suppliers that I've ever worked with have all shied away from it. And they're like, I'm not going to pay this on top of every order I already do. So for a lot of suppliers, I actually did time studies. How long is it taking you to leave, you know, come out of the operating system, log into one of the other portals, retype all the information in, get the results, print the results out, scan the results into your document imaging system, writing a note back into the system. When you really look at the time that that takes, on average, it was about 6-7 minutes to complete the whole entire process. Whereas when you're doing it within the system, it's instant. And it keeps all the notes and it saves everything in the system. So it cuts out a lot of what I would say non-valued tasks. So it's the same outcome. You want to know if they're eligible and you want to know what that means. So it's the same outcome, but one way is significantly cost-wise higher than what it would be if you automated. So again, it's not something that you can really see. It's not going to show that you're bringing more cash in, which I think a lot of people focus on. But it is reducing your cost and it is giving your current team more time back to do some of the other functions that need to be done.
It's a good, really good example. And I know you have several that you've talked about, but I always feel like that's a really good one, especially when we laid out into like a spreadsheet, because I know you've done that where and they're shareable with suppliers, but looking at some of that cost. So it's not such a sticker shock. So.
And it's really doing an ROI and any supplier can use it. You know, you're putting in the number of orders you do and what your average cost of an employee is and how long it takes you. So you can actually, we have tools that you can put that your own numbers in. So again, it's customized to your business. It's not just a general industry statement that we're making.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. There's lots of stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff that's going to be, whether it's the huddles or the business health checks, like just it's I'm excited about the programs that we have finally are getting out there and finally have started that it's super exciting for our suppliers to be involved and to be able to participate if they want to with these programs.
And I think the one thing too that you ladies both do so well is you make it easy, right? You simplify it. You make it not this huge daunting thing of like, oh my gosh, I have to look at all of these and this is going to be so, you know, it's going to be so tedious and all of this stuff. It's like, no, is there work? Absolutely. Because we have to figure it out. But the payoff, as you were kind of talking about, Kim, right? The payoff is so great that it's going to be worth it. And I always think of this, Rhonda did this series of webinars with us, Gal, it feels like ages ago now, when she was talking about kind of just like the billing process and like every step that you have to go through. And there are so many steps. So going back and revisiting that from time to time, and are there new systems that you need or that you can let go of, right? Like maybe they're paying for programs that they don't need to.
Right.
Kind of goes both ways. So I am with you. I think this is such a valuable program for our members and a much needed service, just in terms of being able to have their businesses run at these optimal levels. As I tell my team here all the time, we have to figure out how to run faster and harder.
Yeah. You know, I want to add one other thing about the huddles even that, that we should share is, it doesn't always have to be a 3 month or a 6 month agreement. Maybe it's like, I only need you for a 30 or 60 minute session. You know, I don't like to use the word PRN because that's what we use when you're as a clinician, I guess, but it's one of those situations where you just need that time to do a Q&A or do an education or whatever, dedicate that time for whatever's needed. We can certainly do that. It's not always a big, it's not even a big commitment, but a commitment if you're looking at it that way. So if you wanted to even try it, sign up for a huddle, do a one-time 30 or 60 minute session, certainly do that to see the benefits from it. And then we can build on that. But in the end, it's all about your business and how we can make it better financially and better for your employees. And because we all want to survive, right? So, and we all love what we do. That's why we're still in it. So that's kind of what we're trying to do, is help with that. So,
yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, where can they find out more information? How do they get a hold of you too? If they want to dive in, have questions, all of those things.
Woohoo, we have a webpage. So excited because Mandy and her team developed this for us. So they can go to the webpage or they can email us. And we call ourselves the Revenue Cycle Strategies. That's what we're trying to get the common term or language or whatever you want to call it out there, that to get everybody used to that. Because it's not just a revenue cycle management, it's strategies that we're trying to help with our members. So they can, obviously we have our direct emails, but there is the RCS, Revenue Cycles Strategies at BGM.com, or they can find us, that's the email, or they can find us on the webpage. I think it's VGM.com/RCS.
You're really close, and it's the easier part that, and we'll put links in the show notes for everybody so you can just click on it too. But if you just go to vgm.com and there's a drop down under services, you'll see it under there. Otherwise it's like, you know, vgm.com/services/revenue. So just go to vgm.com, find it under services. That's the easiest way. Yes, or you can
have it pulled up, and I didn't have it pulled up, so I was guessing.
That's okay. Or as Rhonda said, it's rcs@vgm.com. That's super quick, easy one to remember, rcs@vgm.com. That will go to both Rhonda and Kim, so you'll get both of them in that email. And again, I'll have that in the show notes for everybody too.
And I feel like that's a good email just because it's easy to remember, RCS. And then it comes to both of us, so you don't have to type out, how does Rhonda spell her name? Oh, it's no H. And Kim, what? Like, what's her last name? That's what we get all the time.
That's right. You guys made it tricky on everybody there.
So, yeah.
At least they don't have to pronounce my last name. They can just spell it. Struggle with
that. You get lots of pronunciations for it, I know. So it's always fun to hear them, right?
Yep, true.
Anything, any last tidbits or things we forgot to mention that we want to talk about before we wrap up here?
You know, one last thing I'll add in here that we are doing is, some of you remember these from the past when we called them live chats, but they're called shop talks now. We made them a little bit different, but we do those every month now. And it's really customizing those to what suppliers are needing or the trends that are happening in the industry. So it can go both ways. You can submit questions if you have them, prior to that shop talk, but we have our next one, I believe, is on April 12th, but we have them every month. There'll be another one in May. So you can visit those, on our events page on the BGM, website, or you can ask Kim or I about it at rcs@bgm.com. But the shop talks are really interesting because it's open conversation. It's just not, it's not a presentation like you would see in a webinar. It's an open conversation with whoever's on the call that day, with suppliers, and then Kim and I, or one of us, depending on our schedules. But our next one on April 12th is, what did we say it was about, Kim?
We're going to talk about CPAP.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, proper ways to bill it, and the new rules out with supplies, and
yeah,
how it really got simplified. And I think some suppliers are still following the old policy, and we just want to get the education out there so that, again, they're cutting out some of the steps that they don't need to do.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. So the CPAP one is sort of be a week from today on understanding what that new requirement is, the flexibilities with the standard written orders, and then how to make sure that your system's set up properly. And then the one we're doing in May is around oxygen. I know that I've talked about this quite a bit, but for those that provide tanks, still this making sure they're capitalizing on the oxygen content. If it's a Medicare patient, if it's not, if it's another payer, we can talk about that, but capitalize on that conversation in May. So if you have other topics that you want to hear as a supplier, you can always let us know, and we can incorporate those into the shop talk, or join the shop talk and see what your peers are doing in those situations that you may find challenging. So that's one other thing that we're doing for our members is a shop talk. So a lot of good stuff coming in 2024. Not only Kim on board with Rhonda, but all these programs. So
yes, absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up, Rhonda. Because yes, those are an awesome benefit as well, those shop talks.
Yes. I think that was all I had. I don't know if you had anything else, Kim.
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for walking through revenue cycle strategies and having this service available for the membership. It's just, it's such a huge benefit, and I'm so excited to see how busy you guys are in the coming months here.
Yes.
And for our businesses to be successful in all of that as well. So thank you again for your time. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you both soon.
All right. Thanks, Mandy. It was great.
Sandy. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to Industry Matters. Make sure you never miss an episode by visiting vgm.com/Industry Matters Podcast or following Industry Matters on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, or Stitcher.